Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome back. My guest tonight, he's the host of The O'Reilly Factor on the Fox News program channel. His new book is called Killing Patton, The Strange Death of World War II's Most Audacious General. Please welcome back to our program, Mr. William O'Reilly. William! Hello, William. Have a seat. I'm glad, given the Ebola scare, you still are shaking my hand. I think... That's a positive step. I know you're very frightened, and I just want to tell you everything's going to be okay. There you go, baby. Keep that going. That's settled down. The book is called Bill O'Reilly, Killing Patton. It's like the eighth. We're just going to call this series Killing Trees. They sell like crazy. It's one of them.
You didn't read it, though.
No, I did not read it. I'm going to wait for the Lifetime series.
But I want you to direct it.
Yeah, I will direct it.
I want you to direct it.
I'd be happy to direct it.
I know you would be good.
You know, I'm a director now.
I know. You have a vampire movie coming out.
Something like that. It's one of them tween movies where love is found unexpectedly.
That's the theme of Killing Patton.
No, it's not. Here's what I love about this. Look at the cover there. It's just like Patton's just sitting there, and Hitler's just giving him the eyeballs. Look at that. Look at Hitler. Oh, I'm going to get you. All right. Listen to me. Here's all I want from you today.
Uh-huh.
This is it. This is all we got to do in this conversation.
Okay.
Just one, I have one simple goal.
Yeah.
I want you to admit that there is such a thing as white privilege. That's all I want.
I know, I knew you were right.
That's all I want. That's it. Just a little. I just want you to say, I'm terribly, terribly wrong on this. I just want you to look at me
and say. In your case, there is white privilege.
Thank you.
The fact that you're here sitting there. Thank you. He doesn't even shave.
What?
He doesn't even look at you.
What? That
look,
I shave?
What? There isn't. You
no.
didn't shave.
This
look at
growth
this.
Is from not. It's called Jewish privilege. It happens. We are a hirsute people.
Oh.
You have said, you stated this.
Yeah.
There is no. I don't believe that there's a thing called white privilege.
There is not.
See now. Okay. Now we have a conversation we can have.
Okay. Look. If there's white privilege, then there has to be Asian privilege
what?
Because Asians make more money than whites.
What?
Ooh, you didn't know any of this, huh?
Well, not in Vietnam. What kind of Asian? You have to
Asian specify. Americans.
Well, no.
Asian Americans.
Depends on where they're from, if you're looking at
they're from
the
Asia. They're Asian Americans.
I understand that,
good.
But as a...
Okay, they make more money, higher education, more affluent. So it's Asian privilege, not white privilege.
That you're missing the point. And the
sorry
point,
to confuse you with facts.
You're not... It's not the... That's the... Okay, here we go. Yeah. The Asian experience in America, the Asian immigrant experience, is very different from the black experience.
Yes.
So it's really, they're not equivalent. And either way, white people, males, set the system. So that's what privilege is that white people set the system that, yes, maybe Asian immigrants, once immigration policy was liberalized, have done better over these past 30 or 40 years. But there has been a systemic, systematized subjugation of the black community. Would you not agree with that?
Sure. I mean,
well, then
everybody
that's it.
Knows.
That's white privilege. You just did it. That's it. We're done. You just did it. You just did. That's all. That's
what
all.
What happened
this is.
To that hand sanitizer? You almost touched me. Look.
That's all this
that
is.
That was then. This is now.
Oh, it's right? No. What, there was white privilege, yeah, maybe, but it no longer exists.
Maybe you haven't figured out that there is no more slavery, no more Jim Crow. Ooh. All right.
All right.
And
all right.
The most powerful man in the world.
All right. Oh boy.
Is
here we go.
A black American.
Oh boy.
And the most powerful woman in the world, Oprah Winfrey, is black. Okay.
Being able to give people a free car does not make you the most powerful woman in the world. But listen. Listen closely, because
don't mess with Oprah.
No.
She'll come in here and shave you.
I see the issue here. You don't believe that the residual effect of, I mean, slavery and Jim Crow are dead, but the residual effects of that systemic subjugation exist today.
It absolutely exists today.
Let's go a different way.
It exists for every race, not at that extent. All right?
So that's white.
But you don't put forth, all right, this, white privilege, and if you fail, that's why you fail. All right. America is now a place where if you work hard, get educated, and an honest person, you can succeed. That's what should be put out there.
You are carrying
all this other
carrying,
stuff.
You are carrying more of a burden as a black person in this country than a white person in this country. From
collectively, even, yes, but not
individually.
You listen.
They don't stop and frisk Wall Street bankers,
is different.
Even though they've done far more damage to the economy.
They don't stop and frisk.
White people, listen to me. White people do more drugs in this country than black people,
yes.
But black people make up a far higher majority of drug
arrests. Do you know why that is?
Yes.
You do know why that is. Why is that?
Because black people, it's about real estate to some extent. There has been a systemic subjugation through real estate. Black people are ghettoized in this country.
They're forced and those to ghettos live there. They have to live there. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, you're getting to a bad place, my friend.
Listen, all right, this is the usual white guilt liberal
stuff. This is
stuff
not guilt.
That
you this
guys
is fact.
Throw out
I don't
there
feel
forever.
Guilty.
You should.
Why?
You're getting paid for this.
No, you mean for this?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back here.
You should be very guilty.
What made you culturally? No. What made you culturally? Do you think your upbringing gave you values,
yes.
Ethics.
Yes, it did.
You didn't grow up rich, right?
No, we didn't.
But you worked hard.
Money at all?
Right,
I did.
You worked hard.
Right.
You lived where?
Levittown, New York.
So it gave you a nice, stable, a cheap home. There was no down payments. It was this incredible opportunity. No, those houses were
just lavish.
Subsidized.
Yeah,
it wasn't lavish.
They weren't subsidized.
But
they
it was
were
stable.
Sold to GIs, and the GIs got a mortgage they could afford. Look.
But let me just ask you a question.
You're making a huge mistake.
No. Let me just ask you a question.
Yes.
Did that upbringing leave a mark on you even today?
Of course. Every upbringing leaves a mark on people.
Could black people live in Levittown?
Not at that time. They could not.
So that, my friend,
my
is what
friend?
We call in the business white privilege.
Okay. That was in 19...
No!
That was in 1950, all right? 1950.
Were there black people living there in 1960?
In Levittown?
Yes.
I don't know.
There weren't.
How do you know?
Because I read up on
it. Oh, you read up. You don't know that.
I do know
that. I can
that.
Find somebody.
My point is this. Even today...
Why would you want to live there? It's a nice place, but it's not a place like you... It's not like Bel Air.
Because
come
it's
on.
A place that built values. What you don't understand is...
There were,
imagine
many, there were
growing
millions
up,
of black neighborhoods that built values.
But imagine
millions
growing up
of them.
Knowing that you, as an American,
yeah.
as a GI who fought in World War II,
yeah.
couldn't buy into that because you were less.
It was unfair.
You were not fair.
It was unfair.
And the residue of that continues today, and that is white privilege.
It's all right. If you want to say it's white privilege,
I'm not
because whites didn't have it as bad
I'm
as
saying
blacks,
it exists.
Fine. But that's not
it.
What's happening here in contemporary society.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh.
If you let me repeat this, and I'll do it slowly.
All right.
So even you can understand.
All right.
If you work hard, if you get educated, if you're an honest person, you can make it in America.
If you live in a neighborhood where people are, poverty is endemic,
yeah.
it's harder to work hard.
It's harder,
harder to get an education.
Hey, you're it was harder around. For me than it was for the white guy in Garden City. It's all relative. Yes, it's harder if you're a ghetto kid. Yes, but can you do it? Yes.
Yes, you can. You can also win the 100-yard dash on one leg.
Oh,
but
stop.
It's harder.
Stop. All right.
And
it's
just
harder.
All I'm asking is this. Here's all I'm asking.
Yes.
Here's all I'm asking. Because this would go a long way towards healing what I think is a huge racial issue in our country. Just an acknowledgement of that. Nobody's blaming you.
Every fair person acknowledges that, and I've said it many times on The Factor, the highest rated cable news show in the world, all right? The African-Americans
have it harder. Somebody hasn't seen Megyn Kelly yet.
Oh.
She's crushing you, dude. She's crushing you.
Now, you're misleading
this audience.
You're misleading.
All right. All I'm saying is you admit
it. You have the sanitizer again?
Yes. Leo. You admit. So here's my point. So we've come to agreement. You admit that white privilege exists, and while it's not an excuse,
it
is a reality.
It doesn't exist to any extent where individuals are kept back because of their color or promoted because of their color. Look, you and I are lucky guys. We made it. We worked hard. It's not because we're white.
Wait. Well.
Oh, you think I'm sitting here because I'm white? What are you, a moron? I'm sitting here because I'm obnoxious, not because I'm white.
No, sir, listen to me. The point is this. When you try and reduce it to being solely about that, absolutely. But my point is this. Women face this and minorities face this. They have to make strategic calculations in their lives that white guys never have to make. We never have to worry about walking down certain streets because somebody's going to catcall us. We never have to worry about if when we move into a neighborhood, we're going to be accepted. These are the types of things that
we're
talking about.
Maybe you didn't have to worry it. I did. If I had to move into a neighborhood to be accepted, I wasn't accepted anywhere. Look, you're generalizing,
right.
And you're what you're doing is promoting victimhood.
No, yes. All right. What you call victimhood, what I'm saying is by acknowledging that reality, that goes a long way towards healing the resentment. So what I don't understand is, why so defensive about it? Why is it that white people get so defensive about this? I'm not saying that life isn't hard. Middle-class white guys that are working hard to do what they can, and they look and they go, I'm not getting any privilege. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a group of people that were brought here. They didn't choose to immigrate here to get that better life. And just acknowledge that our country's had a problem
people
with that, and we can
acknowledge that who are fair-minded. But you don't then take that and then condemn the modern society because
nobody's
of
condemning
it. Yes, you are. It's white privilege that makes you successful. I even heard that over here.
I just said it's not.
You know, if you're not a woman, it's not.
You know what
on.
I'll call it? I'll call it this, and it's a word I think you'll understand. A factor. It's a factor.
It's a factor. I'll give you the factor business.
You did. You're giving me the factor. Common cause. That's it. That's all.
Oh, you have to sign a paper?
Right here. Okay. So we're okay.
Are we on the air?
We've been on the air the whole time. Let me tell you something. This was a beautiful moment in healing between not just black and white, Jew and Irish, tall and short. This was a historic moment.
Yeah.
Are you
happy now, Stuart? Are you happy?
Happiness is not what comes by me. But let me say this. Your humility has moved me. You are like Pope Francis that has taken the Catholic Church into an era of acceptance and humility. You, Bill O'Reilly, can lead the flock of the Fox Fearful to a better place. I believe in you.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back, guest tonight, former governor of Arkansas, former presidential candidate, also a best-selling author. His new book is God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy, which happens to be the name of my theme restaurant. Please welcome back to the program, Mike Huckabee, sir. Beautiful hug. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Listen,
good to be back.
I want to talk to you. This is, all right, the book is called God's Guns, Grits, and Gravy. You have a show on Fox News. You had a show.
I had a show,
How long
yes.
did you have it for?
6.5 years.
And you...
Better than I deserve.
And you quit
yes.
to run for president.
Well, very likely, very possible.
Let me tell you something. Go back and beg them for your job. You've made a terrible, terrible mistake. What are you doing?
See, that's the view of the people who live in the Bubbleville that I talk about in this book.
What do you mean, America?
No. Now, the whole point is that there's a real clash of cultures, and there is a disconnect between people who live in the bubbles
yeah.
of New York, Washington,
mm-hmm.
and Hollywood versus the people who live uh-huh. in the land of the Bubbas.
It sounds like there's an idea, there's a sense of like, well, people who live on the coast are not real, that you're talking about like the Bubbas are real and we're not.
No, it's not a matter of reality, it's a matter of different perspective. I'll give you an example.
Sure.
There's a big difference between people who are well-educated and people who are smart. And a lot of people who are very well-educated,
uh-huh.
who are, let's say, the Harvard faculty,
yeah.
believe that the people who live out in this part of the world where I live, in flyover country,
uh-huh.
those red states that people think, right. those people are nuts.
But you believe that the Bubbas are better than the Bubbles.
No, different.
No, better.
I want to explain who we are to the people who live in the bubbles, because those of us who live in Bubbaville, we mm-hmm. get the people in the bubbles, because all the television shows and movies are all about the people in the bubbles.
No, you don't get us.
6.5 years,
I've
come to New York, and I've seen the difference in the attitudes and lifestyles and culture. It's not that one is better.
Yes, it is.
Well, if it is,
you believe one
it
is
would
better.
Be Bubbaville.
Here's,
let me, no,
here's
let,
what
let
I
me
believe.
Take that point
there,
about
it. But this feels like it's contrivance. There's no real Bubbleville and Bubbaville. You have this idea of the Hollywood culture. And the example, you sort of use Jay-Z and Beyonce as an example of that. You view that as a sort of a permissiveness that you think is not great for our children. Is that correct?
Well, it was one page out of a 240
I understand, but it's representative
book.
Of that idea
it's
of
illustrative
a culture
of a chapter
war.
Called The Culture of Crude. And here's the point that
right.
I was making with
right.
the whole... Beyonce is such a mega talent.
Yes.
She can do anything.
Right.
I mean, she's got
exactly.
the pipes to
right.
sing.
Exactly.
She's got the moves to dance.
She's
she does not have
she doesn't
to
go. Need to.
She doesn't have to be vulgar right.
exactly.
in order to set a trend.
Exactly.
That's
and
the
you
point.
See that as indicative of the difference between Bubbaville and Bubbleville, because we are more permissive in that way, right?
Not necessarily. It's that the thing that disturbs me, let's say, about when you see Beyonce, who is a role model to young girls.
Right.
Young girls
sure.
want to be like her.
Right.
Do you know any parent who has a daughter that says, honey, if you make really good grades, someday when you're 12 or 13, we'll get you your own stripper pole. I mean, come on, John. We don't do that
I think
in our
that's
culture.
Diminishing Beyonce in a way that's truly outrageous.
I'm not saying
I will
that
say this. But now, here's where I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
Here's the blind spot
all right.
of Bubbaville.
Okay.
All this stuff about the culture, and it's so insidious, and it's just, you don't have to do that. This is a clip from a very wholesome show on Fox News.
I know where you're going with this.
I hope you do.
Yeah, I do.
Play the clip.
Okay. A pussy purr with a stroke of my hand. They know they're getting it from me. Uh-huh. Know just where to go when you need some loving man. And I'm doing it, Mike, and I'm doing it all the time. I like to scratch that fever.
So, that is a song called Cat Scratch Fever. The bass player there was a gentleman by the name of Mike Huckabee. That is on a show in the middle of the day that children can watch.
No, it's at
that
night.
That ain't about bacteria.
It's not?
No. But here, do you see my point? You excuse that type of crudeness because you agree with his stance on firearms.
Oh.
You don't approve of Beyonce because she seems alien to you. Johnny Cash shot a man just to watch him die.
Let me respond, however.
That's some gangster
please. Let me respond.
All right.
When Ted Nugent did that song, mm-hmm. 1978, mm-hmm. never got nominated for a Grammy. He didn't perform it on national television. In fact, you know what the song of the year that was? Mm-hmm. Or that year was? It was a tie between Evergreen and You Light Up My Life. And John Denver hosted the Grammys. My point is, that song, it's an adult song, geared for adults. But today, we have a very different kind of depiction and things that are considered perfectly okay for kids.
My point
is, that's the difference.
You can't single out a corrosive culture and ignore the one that you live in because you're used to it. And you don't feel that there, it's...
I want you to, though, read the book and find...
Oh,
that
I
there
read
is a very... Did you? Okay.
It ain't Shakespeare.
No, it's no, I did not write this for the Harvard faculty
because
it might be over their heads.
The way that you use the term Harvard
yes.
as a derogative, it blows my
Harvard
mind.
Harvard is a wonderful place. However,
no. But don't you think you're using it as a derogative?
No. Look.
You're saying, you know, those professors at Harvard that are experts in their fields, like it's...
No.
It's weird.
I've spoken at Harvard, the bright kids there, but
right.
here's the point.
Yeah.
Sometimes people who have lived in that world believe that the education that they have mm-hmm. is absolutely so superior to the education that somebody may get out there in the interior of the country at a state
sure.
school. Now, let me just
and
say
And don't
to
you feel that people who live in the other parts of the country believe the education they got, whether it be on a farm or in a thing, is superior. Isn't that my whole point?
That's why I said the difference
between... Each group believes that they are somehow different from the other and better.
But there's a difference, and this is the point I made, is there's a difference between education and smart. If you
right.
your car breaks down in the middle of the night on the country road, who do you want coming by? An MBA and a Beamer? Or do you want a couple of good old boys in a pickup truck with a toolbox in the back? Just tell me, which one?
Both of those scenarios feel very frightening to me.
And they probably should.
I want AAA. God, guns, grits, and gravy.
And gravy. And the gravy.
Mike Huckabee.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.